This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Top U.S. intelligence officials are set to brief key members of Congress about what is known and not, and about an alleged Russian plot to pay militants for attacks on American and coalition forces in Afghanistan. The White House confirmed that the CIA director and National Security Agency director would meet with members referred to as the Gang of Eight on Thursday. That meeting will be the first chance for lawmakers to hear directly from veteran intelligence officials about reports that Russia was offering Taliban-linked militants bounties to target and kill U.S. and allied troops. Until now, briefings and the allegations have been led by Director of National Intelligence John Ratcliffe, a former U.S. representative who was sworn in just over a month ago, along with National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien and White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, both of whom have served in their roles for less than a year. Thousands of black activists from across the United States plan to hold a virtual convention at the end of the summer to produce a new political agenda that builds on the protests that followed George Floyd's death. Organizers of the gathering shared their plans with the Associated Press on Wednesday ahead of an official announcement. Los Angeles leaders have voted to slash the police department budget by $150 million. The city council approved the change Wednesday that will reduce the number of LAPD officers to a level not seen for more than a decade and provide services and programs for communities of color. It comes amid nationwide demands to shift money away from law enforcement agencies during Americans' reckoning over police brutality. This is VOA News. More than 515,000 people have died globally from COVID-19, 128,000 in the United States. There are now more than 10.6 million confirmed infections globally and more than 2.6 million in the U.S. California closed bars, theaters, and indoor restaurant dining all over again across most of the state. And Arizona's outbreak grew more severe by nearly every measure as the surging coronavirus crisis across the South and West United States sent a shudder through the country. The run-up in confirmed cases has been blamed in part of what's been called knucklehead behavior by Americans not wearing masks or obeying social distancing rules as economies reopened from coast to coast over the past 2 months. New Zealand's embattled health minister resigned Thursday after security slip-ups at quarantine facilities where the coronavirus was detected just days after officials declared it had been eliminated from the country. David Clark was also under fire for personally breaching strict lockdown rules twice earlier in the year by taking his family on a beach trip and driving to a mountain biking track. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern, who had earlier refused calls to sack Clark, citing his critical role in the country's response to the pandemic, said that she agreed with his decision. Hong Kong police arrested at least 10 people for violating the new law on safeguarding national security in the Hong Kong Special Administrative Region, which came into effect just Tuesday. They were the first arrest made under the law. In addition, around 360 arrests had also been made for offenses including unlawful assemblies, disorderly conduct in public places, and furious driving. Rioters chanted slogans calling for separation of the SAR from China. Police used water cannon to disperse the crowd. The law seeks to prevent, stop, and punish acts and activities that is considered to endanger national security, namely secession, subversion, terrorist activities, and collusion with a foreign country or external extremists. China is demanding staff and business information for four U.S. media companies, including the Associated Press, and what it calls a necessary response to similar demands by Washington on Chinese state-controlled news outlets. A foreign ministry spokesperson said AP, United Press International, CBS, and National Public Radio have 7 days to file declarations regarding their staff, financial operations, and real estate ownership. By remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.